meeting is now being recorded.
So, meeting is now being recorded. So, we are in the call. Abdusalam has just joined. Me, Ahmed Bakht, Azim Hazar, and Zayed.
Please, Ziyad.
And Ziyad, yes. You are there.
Ziyad, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Abdusalam, how are you? Abdusalam, can you hear me? He is again disconnected. So I was communicating that we are in touch with the people from the Persian and Pashto community. So as we discussed in our last meeting, that our priority is the national languages. So once Arabic and Urdu is already covered, and once we cover Persian and Pashto, then we will move towards the African language and we will have to get help of Tariq and Mikal, because they have the knowledge of those languages. Maybe Zed can also work with them. Abdusalam, can you hear me? Abdusalam? So actually, I have shared a document regarding the comments received from Dennis Tan, and Ryan has prepared some answer to those questions which were initiated by Dennis. So if you people agree, then we can send this response to Dennis through Dr. Sarmad. Are you agree on this? Have you read that document? As in the head of the Islam?
Honestly, I haven't read it yet. Still have to take a look at it.
Okay. Migali, can you please give me right so I can upload the document?
Sorry, can you say it again?
Can you please give me presenter rights so I can upload the document?
Yeah, sure. So now you should be able to upload it.
Okay.
Thank you. You can see it.
Okay. You can see the document?
Yes, we can see it.
Yes.
Okay. So he actually, Dennis desires some answers to his question. Like he says that in section 2.1 of the document which we shared with the public through ICANN website, that it is explained that the two phases of the project, please help me understand phase 2, integrating language LGR into a script level LGR. Specifically, is there a set timeline for phase 2, and will this effort be undertaken by TF-IDN itself, or is it working group's expectation that the registry operator would fulfill this integration? And Ryan has said that this will be done by the end of the work. Are you agree with this response? Azim, Ziyad?
Ahmed?
Yeah, please.
You can hear me? Ziyad, this is Ziyad.
Yeah, Ziyad, please.
I think that the request is to give a timeline for phase 2.
That's yes, okay? I also agree with you. Yes.
So we need a task force to prepare a timeline for phase 2 to have integration with the phase 2 that integrate language level into a script.
Yes.
Level LGR.
I propose it should be in line with our working plan which we are preparing for the group.
So you need to prepare a timeline to respond for this command.
Yes. Any other comments?
Yes. Hello. This is Abdusalam. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The document are you showing on the screen? Can you make it larger? Because the font is too small. And I think this is the document on which we were working in Istanbul. Is that true?
No. This document is sent by Ahmed yesterday.
Today.
As an attachment?
Yes, as attachment select.
Last email? Let's check.
Last email.
Are you okay? It is visible to you?
I can't find it in my... So I have the agenda of today, and...
Yes.
That's all.
And it was in that email.
Yes, now it's better. Thank you. Yeah.
Actually, Ziyad has proposed that we should include our timeline as the question is
asking that.
Yeah.
So, Ahmed, who is asking this question? It is you, or is coming from?
Actually, we initiated a document in April this year. For the public comment, after finalizing the LGR2 work, and from the public side, Dennis Tan actually asked these questions, and he desires answers. Yes.
Okay. So maybe the answer, as we discussed in Istanbul and so conf calls, it was it has been said that we first we start with especially for so the root zone is already done. It's integrated by the let's say the integration panel. The second level, we said that we start language by language, and the first language table ready was that of Arabic scripts, Arabic language, and now we have a couple of other languages, Urdu and Pashto, and the integration will continue to add language tables with the African languages, etc. And then each integration of a language should be preceded by, a consensus on the universal acceptance issues. It means in transcript issues, in phishing, etc., security issues related to integrating a new language, and the review of the rules within the language table.
Yeah, actually, in his question, he desires some timeline for that. So we have already finalized Arabic and Urdu, and Inam is working for the Pashto, and he for the name are working for the Persian. So hopefully, we will finalize this by the end of next month. Or maybe earlier, but we should plan. We should have the dates where we can finalize our document. And I think Mikal has also joined us. Mikal, can you hear me? Okay, Mikal. Actually. We in our previous meetings discussed that we will start from the national languages for the LGR2. For that we started from the Arabic and then finished Urdu, and then we came to Pashto, which is the national language of Afghanistan and widely spoken in Pakistan, for which Inam is working with Saad Zazai. And secondly, we asked Farzaneh to work on Persian. So we are covering this part of the Middle East, but we need to cover African part with your help. And would you please recommend from which language we should start, and which are the national languages of African region? Okay. Migali, can you connect me, Carl?
Sorry, Ahmed, I didn't hear. Sorry, I don't know what's happening. Can you say it again?
Can you please connect Mikal? Do you have... his number?
If he can give me his number, I can call him. Let me check.
So, Ahmed, I'm waiting the call of my colleague. I want to add precision from our last call of the month of August. So we have a promise from Tariq to provide the three language tables of the African languages, Hausa, Swahili, and Fulfulled by October.
Yes. Actually, we have name of three languages, but we are not sure how we can finalize this because we don't have the expertise except from Mikal and Tariq. And Tariq have not responded after that. And Mikal is now with our call, so we can get help from him. Meanwhile, Abdeslam, I have a question from you. Actually, I was discussing with Inam Inam today, and he was saying that he is going to finalize Pashto code point, but he doesn't have the capability to convert into XML. So, Shelly, we send it to you for to convert into XML.
Yes, you can send it, but so the second phase is rather to finalize the rules, the LGR rules, and this could be written in natural language. Then I try to, you know, to translate it into XML notation, and then to validate with the team.
Yeah, thank you very much, because I think in our group you have the capability to convert into XML, maybe Abdul Munim or maybe some other, but I think you would be the right person to do that.
Yes, you can share with us, and then I can take hand on it.
Yes, Inam, please. Inam, you want to say something?
Unfortunately, Ahmed, my phone or connection is very poor, and I cannot hear the sound continuously. But I can catch the conversation that is going on. Yes, I will repeat the request to Abdusalam that I will soon be able to complete the LGR 2 for Pashto just within a day. And I will send it to Abdusalam, and I will request him to get it converted into XML file. Is it possible, Abdusalam?
Yes, in my spare time I can do this. Yes, no problem. I added right now that the second thing to provide also is the rules. The rules, I mean, what are the constraints on the code points, which is similar, which is not similar, which is, you know, this can help also to the relation. You know, we have to write the rules, translate them into XML also.
Sorry, what do you mean by the rules? I mean, the document is obviously the document is in Word format.
The, as you remember, we worked on the Arabic script in general for the root level, so we have the language tables, the code points for the language. For the, you know, this time it will be the language table plus, you know, variants. So the basic relation between, there are variants within the language. And then, if our constraints,
okay, the rules.
The rules.
Actually, in answer, he is saying that it should include not only the code point, it should include the variants, so that he can convert and we should avoid any security concern for the LGR2. Mikal, can I come to you for the African languages?
Anyway, I will be in contact with Abdul Salam, and I will send.
Yes, hello everyone. I think we had this discussion back in 2016, maybe already. Back then, we're discussing if and what languages to choose for developing second level LGRs from Africa. Back then I was suggesting to use Hausa and Wolof in an email I sent on 24th of August of 2016. But I also said back then that it was difficult to establish standard systems, so that probably we needed more support by the communities, and maybe we should enlist the help of external experts. I'm not sure whatever the decision by TFI, the end of the group, ever was on that. I shall copy the email to the chat so you can see what I wrote back then.
Okay, thank you very much. Actually, if you know someone from the community to help us, so please pass him or her to join the group and work for the for their language so that we can move forward for these languages.
I think that it would be useful to reach out to the relevant communities in the context of ICANN. So I know, for example, there are people from Nigeria who are joining different ICANN meetings and who are interested in contributing, for example, to Latin Generation Panel's work on African languages. So maybe the same people would also be available or know someone available from the technical community who might be able to develop a sketch for these languages and give reference and answers where we have questions. So maybe that could be a possibility for, let's say, the group or the chair of TFIRDN to write an email to that group and ask if they were willing to support development of an LGR for example, Hausa, which is a general language of Nigeria, and ask if they could like produce a draft for an LGR. But for that, we should have a summary of what they're supposed to do. I think we also had some discussion on that in 2016. I also don't remember what came out of that. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. We can initiate actually the request to Latin script, and maybe we can request Dr. Sarma to reach out to those people who have expertise on the Arabic script in Africa. But I'm not sure. I have not seen so many people wherever I have discussed within the ICANN meetings or maybe in the Latin script. They have the expertise on the Latin script, but there are very few people who have expertise on Arabic script in that region. Do you agree with that?
I'm not sure. It very much depends on their education background, where they live, which languages they are speakers of. So we won't know until we ask them. So I think we should just ask them. They should be representatives, for example, of the Nigerian community. I've been in contact with a couple of them. I think Sunday for Leon and Alex Corentin is from Senegal. So I've been in touch with a couple of them, for example, in March of this year after the ICANN 58 meeting. They wanted to support Latin GP work. Maybe the same people will also know other colleagues from Nigeria who may have more background information about the use of Hausa in Arabic script, just to give you an example. We can do the same also, for example, for another language of Africa, which is called Wolof from Senegal, and there was a representative of the Senegalese community who's called Alex Corentin. He was also looking to support the work of Latin GP. I think he's with some in Department of Technical Studies or Information Technology with the University of Cheikh Anta Diop in Dakar, Senegal. So there are different people. We need to write to them and request them if they could support our work or can put us through to other people who can support our work. But for that, we would need to know what we need to write. And for that, I think we should have a plan of what kind of information we need, which is why in 2016 I had asked the group to approve or disapprove or work on kind of a summary for non-linguists of what kind of information we need for example, such LGR for the second level. I hope that helps somehow. Thank you.
Yes, okay, I will reach out to, we'll try to reach out to those people within linguistic communities, especially in the, where we are also member. So we can try, even we can ask Dr. Sarbat to reach out to those people, those, because he's working for the IDNs. All of the languages, so he can help us to help to those people who have actual expertise for those languages. Okay, thank you. We made this request, and is it possible to start like a code point? We have already identified code point of those languages in our LGR1 work.
Well, I think the idea is to without having to think a lot before contacting those people, is that to ask them a couple of questions if they have any, if they can provide, you know, the alphabets of the language used, concerned language, plus if they have some manuscripts and how they spell the alphabet in, you know, corresponding language, Latin language corresponding writing. So this can help. And then we have to go further for variants and whole level evaluation rules to finalize the language table.
Actually, I think the difficult part is the variant part, because maybe we can be able to identify some of the code, most of the maybe code point, but we will not be able to work on the variant for that language. So that's why I agree with Nikam, because we need relevant people to help us out.
Yes, I agree. Anybody that speaks a language can provide the language table, but effectively variants are a bit more complex, and you should know, have an advanced knowledge of the language, plus what we mean by variants. Maybe this is a technical thing that he has to know about how we interpret this information.
So in that case, only a linguistic would be the person who can work on this.
you know, my opinion, I think that a university guy can have at least two pointers to people who can help if he cannot do the job.
Okay, I will draft an email and send it to you, so you can reach out to those people, or maybe if you can connect me, I will contact them. So this is actually we were discussing initially. Anyone have some other question regarding African languages reaching out policy which we have discussed? Anyone have any question or suggestion? So actually, I have emailed a response which was prepared by Raiz for the question of Dennis, which he raised in response to our offer for public comments. And if you people have look at the document. And you can suggest during the mailing list, so we can finalize this response, because it is already delayed. It was initiated in June, and we were not able to respond for some reason. So I think we should finalize it within 1 week time through mailing list. So I will prepare the further answer to these questions, and will get your feedback. If you agree, we will send during the next week. And now we have to update our plan. Because initially we planned for the face-to-face meeting at the ICANN 60, but it was not possible. So we were able to get only one seat, and we requested all the group to vote for the person who have worked for the universal acceptance, and majority of the vote for Abdul Munim, and even Abdul Salam shown his gesture, and he recommended that we can recommend him for the ICANN 60. So we will try to get at least one or two seats from UASG, so that our group can coordinate with the UASG on regular basis, because if we don't attend their meetings, we will not be able to follow their work. So it would be great if we can have one or two seats for each ICANN meeting. So anyone has any suggestion to update our plan? Because in our initial plan, we were focusing to complete Persian and Pashto languages, and then to three of the languages. But as Mikhail has suggested, we need to reach out to the relevant community in the African region. So we are not sure at this stage that how much time it will take to reaching out to those people and then responding by them, and it really depends on the person who is willing, how much time he or she can contribute for the group. So it is really hard to judge how much we can how we can plan our work when we don't have any visibility of those areas. So any suggestion for that?
Yeah, my opinion, it's a bit hard. Yes.
Yes, please, this one.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a bit hard, as you said, about we don't have sufficient elements about how we can go further in finalizing African languages. So we have much more vision, I mean, clear vision about the Asian languages, but African languages is a bit hard. So in my opinion, we have to fix a first milestone, let's say in 3 or 6 months, to have a clear vision on the overall 6 or 7 languages to integrate. And there will be issues related to universal acceptance, so there should be somehow a face-to-face or something like that that can help, work together hard for a couple of days or 3 days to produce an integrated LGR2.
Yeah, actually, you are absolutely right that it would be difficult to get the timeline for African languages until and unless we have direct contact from the community who can help us in finalizing the work. And I will discuss and try to update this document, whatever I can do. But I have another question. There is one face-to-face meeting within this financial year. So what is the proposal? Where should I put in the plan? When should we have a face-to-face meeting?
Maybe on the second half of 2018, or at the end of the first half. We should have some pretty mature work, and to finalize, reachability issues and issues related to trans-language whole level evaluation rules.
Any other suggestion, Zia, Nikhail?
I think the financial year ends in June, I think, June 18. Or is it
in June 2018? Yes. And
before it ends.
Okay. So I will update the plan accordingly. And is there any input from other group members? Mikhail, financial year is from July to June, and our plan will end on June 2018. Yes. July 17 to June 2018. Yes, we have only allowed one meeting during one financial year. We are actually done second half, yes. Yes, second half doesn't work exactly because our financial year is closing on 2018 and then we will proceed for another financial year.
Yes, we can go on May or June. So we are still in
whatever the group likes. Yeah. So I have to plan accordingly. I have to give plan to Fahad and ICANN. So I need to update that plan as per your desire. Hasim, when is the ICANN 61 meeting? And I'm not sure it is within our. Yes, please.
Yes, sorry. It's in March. I think it's from the 10th to the 15th of March 2018.
2018, and it is somewhere in Latin area, Latin America.
Latin America, yes. I think it's Panama. I think it's Panama, the 61. I can double check.
Yes. So, Razum, it is not possible to have a face-to-face meeting in Puerto Rico because it is not within our region. We can have a face-to-face meeting within our region. We can't go beyond that.
Okay, then it will be Istanbul, as we suggested before.
So before that, actually, we need to plan to finalize some of the languages, and I'm very much sure that Pashto and Persian will be finalized before that the year 2018, and maybe at that time we can be able to get some help from the African region, and meanwhile we can start with the provincial languages like Punjabi and Sindhi and some other languages. So we hopefully find around 4 or 5 languages before that.
Ahmed, can you hear me?
Yeah, please.
My question is, apart from Urdu, Pashto, and Persian, which are almost ready for presentation, which other languages are in pipeline? Let me ask from my friends, which other languages can be consider is in pipeline.
Would you please continue discussion for 2 minutes? I'm just coming back. My boss is calling me. I'm coming in.
Can other hear me? Nikal Abdusalam, can you hear?
Hello. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Please go ahead, Inam. Please.
I'm sorry, I'm back. If you, coming back to Inam's question, we have Pashto and Persian maybe already near to completion. Then I was working on Punjabi. It can be finalized before that. I can work with the Sindhi community. We can finalize. But the real question is how we can engage the African community. So it is really important and challenge for us. So I think we will need to complete not more than 5 languages at this stage during this financial year. And we have to also work for the universal acceptance for these languages. Yes, because your help would be requested because you also have the linguistic experience, because you are main linguistic, you and Inam. So it would be great to if you both can help out for Zane in finalizing this Persian language.
I want to just to remind everybody about the objectives behind this second level LGR. So it should be an endless process. By this I mean we already have either ready or to be prepared 9 language tables. I mean, 3 African languages, Pashto, Urdu, Arabic, and plus Punjabi and Hindi and Persian. So we have about 9 by 10 languages to integrate in one shot. So the idea also was, when we were working with Farmad, is to define principles, the process, to define the process on how to integrate a new language table within the LGR2. So we have to work also on this, and finalizing by 10 languages, I I think that we have more than necessary languages to identify any issues, any problems that are related to universal acceptance or related to interaction between different language tables. So we have also a part of work to, you know, to allocate to working on this process and to publish the process for public comments and then to be, yes, to be distributed to registries and registrars.
Yeah, I agree. It will take time. And we will discuss during the next call, as Vikram have pointed out that our time is over. And thank you very much all for joining. And we will continue our work on the mailing list. And then we will reconvene on during the next conference call after 2 weeks. Thank you very much for your suggestions, for your comments. We will try to accomplish all that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you very much, Mikali. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.